It has been 12 months since Curiosity landed on Mars. NASA says in that time, the rover has driven across more than 1.6 kilometers of Martian terrain. It has found evidence of an ancient stream bed and signs of wet conditions from multiple periods. Curiosity was the first rover to bore into Martian rock and reveal that the interior of the red planet is actually gray. NASA scientists say Curiosity has already answered the mission's core question. Was ancient Mars capable of supporting simple forms of life, like microorganisms? Yes, says Jim Green, director of the Planetary Division at NASA's Science Mission Directorate.
We found all the ingredients of life is measured in this material that's deposited in this ancient riverbed. Mars was habitable in its past.
He's referring to hydrogen, oxygen, and other chemicals. Curiosity has 10 scientific instruments, amounting to a roving laboratory. The science agency says the rover has fired more than 75,000 laser shots to vaporize rocks and soil and study their composition, and it has provided more than 70,000 images to give us a new view of Earth's neighbor. Curiosity is not a life detection mission, but its findings provide the groundwork for the next Mars rover to be launched in 2020, says NASA's Green.
Knowing that Mars was an environment that was habitable in its past, we're going to start seeking the signs of potential life that could have existed on Mars. And that, if we can answer that question, will change everything.
Mars is the most Earth-like of the planets in our solar system, says NASA Administrator Charles Bolden.
If life exists beyond Earth, and I am one who believes that it may very well, Mars for me is the most likely place that life will be found.
As NASA plans future Mars missions, Curiosity is traveling in the deep 150-kilometer-wide depression called Gale Crater. It is heading toward Mount Sharp, where it will study the lower layers of that Martian peak and search for clues about the planet's evolution. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.